Welcome to episode 185 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to start off this week with a track by Otto von Schirach. This is called Coconut.
Gentlemen, please. We are about to do a job in Italy. It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
Rob the bank.
Which bank?
Rob the bank.
Which bank, Mr. Hank?
Rob the bank.
I know which bank.
Rob the bank.
You talk about the booty bank.
Rob the bank.
Which bank?
Gonna rob that booty bank.
Rob
the bank.
Which bank?
Gonna rob that booty bank.
Rob
the bank.
Which bank?
Gonna rob that booty bank.
Rob
the bank.
Which bank?
We rob bank.
Rob the bank.
Which bank?
Gonna rob that booty bank.
Rob
the bank.
Which bank?
Gonna rob that booty bank.
Rob
the bank.
Which bank?
Rob the bank.
Which bank?
talking about? Oh, now I know what you mean. Would you please step back while I pay off that booty credit?
Gonna rubber band. Gonna rubber band. Gonna rubber band. Gonna rubber band.
Which bank?
Booty bank.
Gonna rubber band.
Which bank?
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 Booty bank. Gonna rubber band.
Which bank?
Gonna rubber band.
Which bank?
Booty bank.
Wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Thank you.
wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. De schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterop kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struiken. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Er is nu Story Sterrengala, een prachtige LP met de mooiste hits van de grootste Nederlandse sterren met Lenny Koer, Jack Jersey, George Baker en de hit van Arie Ribbens. Story Sterrengala met de Cats, Corrie en Maywood. Een LP voor het hele gezin met BZN, Pussycat en Benny Nijman. Nog nooit hoorden u zoveel Nederlandse sterren op één LP. Story Sterrengala, uw lievelingsplaat, ook op cassette.
Overal, altijd, waar je ook bent, zie je mensen als ze trek hebben een Mars eten. Want Mars is niet alleen geweldig lekker, maar er zitten ook zoveel goede dingen in. Zoals melk, druivensuiker, eiwitten en een hele dikke laag melkchocolade. Daarom pak je als je trek hebt een Mars. Die helpt het beste op elk moment van de dag.
Wat je ook doet, een Mars
I tell you, gentlemen, science has agreed that unless something is done and done quickly, man as the dominant species of life on Earth will be extinct within a year.
By direction of the President of the United States, stay in your homes. I repeat, stay in your homes. Your personal safety, the safety of the entire city, depends upon your full cooperation with the military authorities.
Yes, cities, nations, even civilization itself. Threatened with annihilation, because in one moment of history-making violence, nature, mad, rampant, wrought its most awesome creation. For born in that swirling inferno of radioactive dust were things so horrible, so terrifying, so hideous, there is no word to describe them.
We may be witnesses to a biblical prophecy come true, and there shall be destruction and darkness come upon creation, and the beast shall reign over the earth.
Yes, the earth, the skies above and the seas below, infested by swarms of nightmare creatures, crueler, deadlier than the armored giants of prehistoric eras. Here is a wild headlong flight into terror, as the desert erupts with the grim battle for survival. Here is a fear-frenzied moment of suspense, as mankind totters before a thing that multiplies faster than it can be killed. Here is a desperate plunge into the black depths of the earth, where human courage challenges the brute force, the slashing jaws, the poison fangs that guard the subterranean nest where the beast spawns its terrible progeny.
To all units, condition red, drain 267 is the target area. Repeat, condition red, drain 267 is the target area.
Is there any type of gas we could use?
No, we can't take a chance. It might poison the whole city.
Pete, you could be the first man to scientifically study a creature that, by all the laws of nature, should have died a quarter of a million years ago.
They dared to bring him back alive from his haunts deep in the jungles of the Amazon. They dared to put him on display with the other denizens of the deep, while thousands came to marvel and wonder.
You know, I pity him sometimes. He's so alone. The only one of his kind in the world.
If anything goes wrong, you head straight to the surface, you understand? All right, let's go.
They dared to study him, to probe him, to tempt him with the lure of a woman's beauty, thinking that mere chains could hold in check the primeval forces that surged and roiled within this strange being from the dawn of time.
Hey, look! He broke the chain!
There he goes! Watch out for the girl! Hold your fire!
I say there are things better left unsolved.
Who knows what waits for us in nature's no man's land?
Only their courage and the instinct to live could carry them safely through the hell that lies ahead. The devastation of man and the mutations of nature gone wild. And somehow, they must endure this journey through the nightmare of what we once knew as Earth. Somehow, they must survive this journey through Damnation Alley.
Are you suffering from a serious life-threatening illness?
Has your doctor told you you're probably going to die? My name is Dr. Donald Trump, and I have helped millions of patients with conditions just like yours. Cancer, heart disease, ALS, you name it. Conditions your doctor said were untreatable. I've seen them all, and I fixed them all. I use an advanced technique that the cheating medical establishment don't want you to know about. The results are, frankly, incredible. Nobody gets results like this. They're the greatest results.
They gave me 6 weeks to live, but then I called the hotline and was healed entirely through the phone.
I was clinically brain dead, and my wife was about to pull the plug when the doctor saved my life.
If you or someone you love is suffering, don't wait. Don't let the corrupt medical establishment tell you what's possible. Call 1-900-NOT-JESUS today. Let's make your health great again.
Many people are confused about the facts of the nuclear threat. Research reports show that confusion exists about the nature of fallout, its detection and measurement, about the relationship of blast, heat and radiation from nuclear weapons, about the physical effects of radiation on human life, and many other subjects related to the nuclear danger. The Secretary of Defense, the Chief of Staff for Army, Navy, and Air Force can be used effectively in a well-planned information program. You represent your local government. When you have something to say about your local plans, enlist the support of local people in your community whose words carry weight with the public. Businessmen.
Law is a whole body of rules for our conduct made by representatives of the people. We all know that there are many gaps in the law.
Keine Drogen mehr! Keine Kanonen mehr!
Kein Blutvergießen mehr! Wir wollen keinen Krieg!
Wir wollen Frieden und Freiheit!
Wir wollen Frieden und Freiheit!
Frieden und Freiheit!
Frieden und Freiheit!
Wir wollen Frieden und Freiheit!
Gebt die Straße frei, meine jungen Freunde!
Wir wollen Frieden!
Wir wollen!
Lassen Sie sie wegschaffen!
Wir wollen Freiheit!
Wir wollen!
Räumen Sie aus dem Weg!
Wir wollen Freiheit!
Wir wollen Frieden!
No, it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it, and quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that we need to control the platforms.
Legal.
The social platforms. We need.
Ja, nou wordt het schrikken geblazen. U valt bijna uit uw stoel van schrik en u zegt een aanfluiting.
Waardeloos.
Luisteraars. Wat zegt u daar? U hoort mij liever het analyseren. Daar heeft u meer aan, zo zegt u. Misschien een geschikt thema voor een theekransje op de zondagmiddag, maar niet echt iets voor de radio.
Platforms, we need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government.
The government should, should do that.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
Dan maken we geen sarcastische opmerkingen meer. Dan is het over met onze dreigtaal. Dreigtaal die ik nog zo vaak hoort uitspreken. Wacht maar, zeggen ze dan. Mijn tijd komt nog wel. Ik krijg hem nog wel. En daarvan moet u goed doordrongen zijn. Als u weigert dat riool te zuiveren, dan zult u daar straks wel de rekening voor gepresenteerd krijgen.
Sometimes in these troubled days, the very thoughtlessness of youth has led to a living nightmare. Addiction to drugs.
What's that?
H.
spaghetti flapper.
Was denn?
Ich kenne dich genau. Du liebst das Toten. Aber ansonsten wirst du nichts weiter als Reapers did.
Marty's story is like many of the others. It started with marijuana cigarettes.
Come on, it's my turn next. Gee, Duke, where'd you get them?
I know a guy. Three for a buck. Let me try.
He was determined to be one of the gang if it killed him. And it almost did. Several weeks later, after smoking reefers, Marty's befogged brain hit on a clever way to open pop box.
Communism side by side with capitalism for a long time is unthinkable. One or the other must triumph in the end. And before that end comes, a series of frightful collisions between the Soviet Union and capitalist states will be inevitable.
Slave labor camps are set up all over the Soviet Union.
10 million slaves.
A world...
He is a prisoner. I do not want him to die yet. Do you mean? He would do as I say. Or you'd be dropped into a bottomless pit.
I will do nothing to help you.
See that he's brainwashed. He must act under our control.
Yes, prison.
No! No, please! No!
Oh. Man siegt, wenigstens für einen Meter, oder man unterliegt. Das ist ein schwieriger Fall. Richtig. Besser in einer fahrenden Straßenbahn.
What is good or decent about you?
Well, none, I guess, but look. Okay, you got a point. Okay, I am a fucking weasel. There's no doubt about it, but think about this. If I went to church, I haven't been to church in 30 years, but if I went and I took confession and we went to communion together, a redemption, that'd be great.
Following the way of Christ?
Not exactly. I mean, in my heart. Yes, but I've done a lot of, carnal sins, and I've drunk a lot of alcohol and done some drugs. I kind of weaseled around a lot in my life, you know, I'm trying to get the edge all the time, but basically I would say that I'm a good-hearted person. I haven't really done anything malicious in my life. I haven't done anything really very great in my life either, you know. I've tried to do some things, tried to find some truth.
Just repent. Change your ways.
That's going to be a little tough. Okay. I still drink and take a few hits of a joint or something once in a while, alright? That's okay.
12 Our Fathers, 10 Hail Marys, an act of contrition.
That's it.
Cocksucker, you're gonna have to fucking kill me. Cocksucker, you're gonna have to fucking kill me. You ain't fucking taking me alive, motherfucker. Come on. Cocksucker, you're gonna have to fucking...
The inspiration and obsession of one man with an idea. The man who refused to admit defeat. Who saw his faith rewarded in triumph. Leader of this death-defying mission. His exploits were to earn him the highest award for valor, which preceded this incredible human drama.
Well, the training's over. For obvious reasons, you had to work without knowing your target or even your weapon. But tonight, you're going to have a chance to hit the enemy harder and more destructively than any force has ever done before.
Enemy coast ahead.
But they must realize the thousands of bombs that they're dropping on the factories there.
Explodes with unprecedented power, shattering new experience by countless millions. Fantastic beauty and danger, the destiny of the world.
The secrets that are mine alone.
Professor Aronnax of the Paris Institute.
You asked me to show me man's inhumanity to man. Why? To justify this, you are not only a murderer, you are a hypocrite. The proof lies out there.
You call that murder?
Go ahead. Hit me. Hit me.
You mean that?
Sure, go ahead. You can't miss it.
Now we are friends.
The revelation of the hidden mysteries of the deep.
We do our hunting and farming here.
Underwater? The sea?
Radio Rome heeft vandaag een proclamatie van maarschalk Badoglio uitgezonden, waarin het leger gemachtigd wordt de openbare orde in Italië te handhaven. De fascistische militie is bij de Italiaanse strijdkrachten ingelijst. De proclamatie van Badoglio luidt als volgt. In de ernstige controlswaarden. Alle samenkomsten zijn verboden en politie en gewapende macht hebben bevel ontvangen samenscholingen onverbiddelijk uit elkaar te jagen. Hier volgen de hoofdpunten van het decreet. Tussen zonsondergang en zonsopkomst mag niemand zich op straat vertonen. Openbare vermakelijkheden zullen gedurende deze periode gesloten zijn. Er mogen geen samensporingen van meer dan 3 personen plaats hebben. Alle vergunningen voor het dragen van wapens zijn ingetrokken. Iedere burger moet identiteitsbewijzen bij zich hebben. Huisdeuren mogen niet afgesloten worden. De troepen hebben opdracht gekregen de uitvoering van deze orders zo nodig met de wapens te verzekeren. Na de val van Mussolini hadden er overal in Italië demonstraties plaats. Er werd geëist dat alle aanhangers van het fascisme, koning Victor Emmanuel inbegrepen, het voorbeeld van Mussolini zouden volgen. Het DND meldt dat er vannacht in Rome demonstraties zijn gehouden waarbij de menigte zich ten gunste van de paus heeft uitgelaten.
Landslides, earthquakes, and other mysterious phenomena have occurred simultaneously in opposite corners of the globe. Area's heaviest hit are reported to be the Ural Mountains and the Rockies. The United Democracies have also reported tidal waves reaching a height of 160 feet, battering fort installations along the coasts of all 5 continents. Countless lives have been lost, and property damage is impossible to estimate. Top scientists at UD headquarters have been unable to locate any subterranean or atmospheric cause for these devastating phenomena which have been striking concurrently in...
Here's what you can do to survive a nuclear attack. The worst thing about a nuclear attack is that there are multiple ways it can kill you. The explosion, the heat, and the radiation can all cause damage and death. In this day and age, a nuclear device can be small enough to be concealed and carried by a single person, or it can be a missile. You can have a few minutes warning, or no warning at all. The flash from the bomb can kill you by burning or vaporizing you. After that, a shockwave can crush your house or smash you with debris. If you survive the initial blast, your first problem is radiation fallout. Fallout is radioactive soil and debris that rains down on us after the blast. Why is radiation fallout dangerous? It damages the very cells that our body is made of.
Hoeveel gezinnen zijn er kapot gegaan? Is het eerlijk? Voor ons gezien.
Ik ben zo geweldig blij. Ik ben zo geweldig blij. Ik ben zo geweldig blij. De massa's mensen die sterven. En dat raad ik jullie ook aan.
When I first started in New York City, clue sniffers were the rage. We discovered a Pentecostal Assembly of God minister's son in a garage sniffing glue from a handkerchief. Otherwise, it's just pity. It's just do-goodism. He should be told he's going to suffer. Tell him, look, it took months for you to get into this mess. It's going to take some time to get out. Don't expect to just walk out without any pain or suffering or sacrifice. You gave the devil a lot of your time and your strength. Now you're going to give God your time and your strength. Your fix was a quick and easy way out of your problem, but you're not going to get a quick God fix. You're not going to use that same philosophy on God. You're going to be patient. Don't try to fool me or God. It's your life. I don't get anything out of this. It's your life. If you want help, I'm here to help you. Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. Cold turkey hurts. Withdrawal is hell. You're going to feel like you're losing your mind at times. You're going to sweat. You'll get chills. You're going to be nauseated for weeks at a time. So perhaps that's going to be worth it all. Now, I've seen many, many dragons come through cold turkey without any pain. They've come through without any nausea. I've seen that on numerous occasions, and that's encouraged my faith. But others are suffering and suffered terribly through cold turkey withdrawal. Addicts lost their desire to be cured when methadone came along.
Oh, saying no to drugs? Hey, everybody knows drugs are bad for you. They make you sick. Everybody knows who knows you. You'll feel bad, weird, worried. And so if anyone asks you for drugs, just say no. I don't do that stuff. I don't need it. I'm not a zombie. I don't like to drool in public. I like to be myself. I don't want to be crazy. I'm not for that kind of stuff. I just want to go home and have a cookie with peanut butter on it.
Have you ever wondered how entire societies can fall into collective madness? How can rational individuals suddenly embrace irrational beliefs, paranoia, or hysteria? This phenomenon is called mass psychosis, a state where large groups of people lose touch with reality, often driven by fear, propaganda, or extreme ideology. Imagine waking up one day and realizing that your thoughts don't feel like your own.
I think, first of all, never ever bet against Elon Musk. He's the greatest entrepreneur of our generation. The man has averaged the creation of a multi-billion dollar company every 5 years for over 30 years. There's no one in history.
Hey!
The thing is that a huge reason why he's so competitive in the marketplace is...
Fick dich auch! Du kleiner Drecksack!
Ihr blöden Bastarde.
Wie geht's denn so, Arschloch? Du blöder Fettarsch, kill ihn, Mann.
Ich hab vor nichts Angst, hörst du, du Arsch?
Ich töte Schweine wie dich, klar?
Halt die Fresse.
Fick dich, du blödes Arschloch. Du blödes Arschloch. Du blödes Arschloch, komm schon raus. Los, komm raus, du Arschloch. Du blödes Arschloch, komm raus.
Ich bring ihn um. Ich bring ihn um. Ich werd jeden umbringen.
WZAZ, where disco lives forever. Disco lives forever.
Hör mit dir, Schweine! Du Schwein!
Dafür wirst du eines Tages büßen.
Freunde, auf zum Kampf! Der Sieg wird unser sein. Wir haben noch nie eine Niederlage erlebt. Auch diese Schlacht werden wir siegreich beenden. Der Feind weiß, dass er unser tapferes Heer zu fürchten hat. Er zittert vor uns. Deswegen winselt er um Gnade. Tod und Vernichtung. Wir werden niemals ohne Krieg sein. Ich weiß.
Du kannst tun, was du willst. Ich bin ja nur deine Sklavin, aber ich liebe dich trotzdem. Du möchtest die Erde beherrschen, weil ich ihn liebe, aber das verstehst du nicht.
To the United States, and give us enough time for the AI and robots to, you know, help solve the national debt.
Riots and civil disturbances are on the increase everywhere. Press reports from around the world show that many such demonstrations, whether peaceably intended or not, have developed into riots, with resulting police casualties, loss of life, and property. There are professional agitators who can inflame tempers and turn peaceful assemblies into bloody riots with resulting anarchy. It can happen here, wherever you are. It's a police problem. Once such a civil disturbance has broken out, there are tactics based on planned employment of necessary minimum force that can be used to bring it under control. What you are about to see are the most basic, important, and effective techniques. The only unalterable fact about civil disturbances is that they are caused by and involve people.
Ach, dieses... Ja, dat is een kwaadaardige ziekte. Ze hebben de moordenaar gruwelijk gemarteld voor je eindelijk dood mocht gaan. Het volk stond eromheen en lachte en schreeuwde of het een kermisvermaak was. En hij bleef maar glimlachen, ook onder de meest helse pijnen. En toen zijn hand met een gloeiende tang afgeknepen was, sloeg hij met een bloedende stomp. We hebben onze wraak.
And as the days go by, he looks for more kicks, more escape from the troubles he brings on himself. Each time he feels the need for kicks or he's troubled, he returns to marijuana. He knows that marijuana isn't physically addicting. He doesn't know he's become psychologically dependent on it. But he's not worried. He knows he can handle it. In time, the continued use of marijuana causes psychic and physiological changes in his body.
10,000 known or suspected gang members. Every single car out there, even the really expensive ones, until it stops its dangerous provocation, controlled by large donors, unelected regulators and regulators.
So here's how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brain. It's the brain.
Yeah, in the brain.
Mumps is an extremely contagious viral infection of the salivary glands that most commonly affects children. The most obvious symptom is swelling of the salivary glands, giving the patient a hamster-like face. Causes. Mumps is caused by the mumps virus. which belongs to a family of viruses known as paramyxoviruses.
The vast majority of behavior problems in the classroom
call for 8 cups of flour and 4 eggs. I wanted to make a cake half that size. How much would I use?
You need 4 cups of flour and 2 eggs.
That's right. You boys use this in the shop and you read a blueprint. As you know, a blueprint's merely a scale drawing of something that's usually larger. Suppose I had a blueprint of a bridge that's going to be 100 feet wide. But on this drawing, the bridge is only 10 inches wide. Now, how many feet would each inch represent?
10, I'm afraid.
Now, I want you to look over your papers very carefully and see where you made your mistakes. I'll come down the aisles, and if there are any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Yes?
No, sir.
I thank you. I have to leave for a few moments. On page 15 of your book, the first 3 problems are exactly like number 1 on the test. Suppose you do as many as you can until I get back.
Rotten, reanimated, and ravenous for humans. The dead are rising from their graves. The whole world is in a frenzy. The infections are spreading fast, and it's overwhelming our defense. Here's how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
But what's the cause then if it's not
any number of things?
Such as?
Ross River virus and dengue. Now don't write that down. You asked for examples. I gave you examples. I'm not saying that's what it was. Now, you people in the media, you have everybody expecting bird flu. But there are plenty of other diseases out there, believe me.
Are you...
Mass psychosis is an epidemic of madness where a large portion of society loses touch with reality, descending into delusions.
Find cover immediately. Don't look at the flash. Stretch out. Head for safer cover. Another...
At this moment, you're over 100 feet below the surface of the earth, surrounded by thick, reinforced concrete. In the event of an attack, this entire structure can be sealed, protected against penetration.
We have to convince these people that killing a 74-year-old doctor is going to outrage the world. Kill, kill, kill.
Hello?
Are you accusing me? Are you accusing me?
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 2.
Like winter wheat, my wrath shall sweep like a dark tide over the suffering land. Oh, woe to those who stand in the path of my righteousness. Oh, woe.
Of your father the devil and the lusts of your father he will do.
Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus seid ihr und euer Geschlecht bis in das dritte Glied verflucht. Ihr seid Dämonen, aber ihr versteckt euer wahres Gesicht. Ihr kennt nur die Lüge. Büßt vor Maria Devi Christus, damit die Liebe auf die Erde wiederkommt. Ihr Dämonen, ihr wollt verheimlichen, wie die reinen Menschen, wir, die reinen Ismailianer, zusammengeschlagen werden. Büßt eure Sünden. Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus verfluche ich euch und eure Familien bis in die dritte Generation. Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus seid ihr verflucht bis in die dritte Generation. Wir leben jetzt in einer Welt, die dem Satan gehört. Sie alle haben die satanische Energie. Aber wir kommen in diese Welt von der Himmelsebene, der geistigen Ebene. Menschen, erwacht aus eurem Schlaf. Schaut euch um, in was für einem System ihr lebt. Ihr seid alle gefesselt. Alles ist dem Biest verkauft und verraten. Satan hat euch gekauft.
Rage is all
son. Keep it down. You want to say what you say, but
you don't go to hell!
Class, this is John Anderson and Arlene Beal from the...
That closet. Before you do another thing, get busy and straighten it out. Hard work, isn't it? But if you learn the habit of keeping it neat, you'll never have to go through anything like it. Now then.
In the next few months, the motion picture industry and theater owners will be bringing you a series of messages like the one you just saw. I don't think anybody will miss the point. The thrill can kill. The drug dealers need to know that we want them out of our schools, neighborhoods, and our lives. And the only way to do that is to take the customers away from the product. Say no to drugs and say yes to life.
Of course, your local drug pusher may tell you a little something different about these drugs. And who you believe is up to you. But then again, if you go ahead and try them, at least it won't be out of ignorance. Just stupidity.
The masses have never thirsted after truth. They turn aside from evidence that is not to their taste, preferring to deify error if error seduced them. Whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always their victim.
De storm was gaan liggen toen Nederland opstond en de eerste grote surprise van deze winter te aanschouwen kreeg. Een pak sneeuw zoals er in jaren niet gevallen was, bedekte alle roerende en onroerende goederen. We gingen opnieuw de opruiming in. Nu van de sneeuw die zich overal op had vastgekleefd. Sommige bioscopen hadden hun programma's aan de weersomstandigheden aangepast.
Further step the would-be totalitarian rulers can take to increase the chance of a totalitarian psychosis. And this is to isolate the victims and to disrupt normal social interactions. When alone and lacking normal interactions with friends, family, and co-workers, an individual becomes far more susceptible to delusions for several reasons. Firstly, they lose contact with the corrective force of the positive example. For not everyone is tricked by the machinations of the ruling elite, and the individuals who see through the propaganda can help free others from the menticidal assault. If, however, isolation is enforced, the power of these positive examples greatly diminishes. But another reason that isolation increases the efficacy of menticide is because, like many other species, human beings are more easily conditioned into new patterns of thought and behavior when isolated. Or as Mirlu explains with regards to the physiologist Ivan Pavlov's work on behavioral conditioning,
paranoid conditions are characterized by the presence of delusions.
De dag van de afrekening met die landverraders komt toch wel. Maar alle straffen en verbodsbepalingen hebben niet kunnen doven de gloed die in onze harten was ontstaan. Hebben niet kunnen wegnemen de herinnering aan dat machtige gevoel van eenheid. Van eindelijk, eindelijk weer eens onder ons te zijn. De bevrijding die daarvan uitging, één dag te hebben rondgelopen in onze eigen straten als vrije mensen.
Volk van Nederland, eens zullen weer alle dagen zo zijn. Eens is het juk der tirannie van onze schouders gevallen. Eens zal koningin Wilhelmina weer in vrijheid en rechtvaardigheid heersen in ons land. Eens zullen de zwarte, loodzware dagen die wij nu beleven, zo vol van verbittering, zo vol van gewetensconflict, zo boordevol lijden en ontbering vervlogen zijn. Eens zal dat duister verbleken, wanneer de zon der bevrijding onze opgeheven gelaten beschijnt. En als deel van de nacht die is verdwenen, en aankondiging van een dageraad die is aangebroken, zal dan aan een hemel als morgenster staan, de stralende herinnering aan dat moedig getuigenis van ons gepijnigd volk. De februariopstand van 1941, waarin ons volk ten hartekreet slaakte, Nederland zal herrijzen.
Paranoid conditions are characterized by the presence of delusions. That is, false beliefs, which cannot be corrected by adequate proof, and which are not in accordance with generally accepted concepts. Illusions of persecution are most frequently encountered. The patient is convinced that powerful forces are opposing him, and in the delusional system, these often take the form of large and influential political or religious groups. On the other hand, many paranoids build a system around a neighbor, relative, or associate. Because of the seemingly miraculous effects of modern technical devices, such as radio, radar, television, and so on, they are often invoked as agencies of the unseen enemy.
Landgenoot, ik verzoek u als minister-president vooral allen rustig te gaan slapen. Zoals u dat ook op andere nachten ligt te doen. Er is voorschans in enkele reden tot ongerustheid. Laat u rustig slapen. Hier sprak de minister-president.
And I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto their prayer.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
My little Henry's black and white. When he is pet, purrs with delight. But sometimes when our glances meet, I see the monster in their deep. My cat wants to kill me. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Every time I leave the house, he's plotting my demise. I think my cat wants to kill me. I know it's what he wants. Every time I turn my back, he's sharpening his claws. Henry loves his kitty treats. He gorges them without a peep. But sometimes when we're all alone, Henry disconnects the phone. I think my cat wants to kill me. It cannot be denied. Every time I leave the house, he pulls out all the knives. I think my cat wants to kill me. The neighbors say it's fun, but they've never seen a kitty try to operate a gun.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Yeah!
zijn, glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn of niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Welcome to episode 185 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Salio.